ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, if you remember, in the previous episode, we talked about the participation of some of Imam Khomeini's family members in the battlefronts during then 8-year imposed war in 1980s. In this episode, we will discuss the events leading to the acceptance of Resolution 598 of the United Nations Security Council by the Islamic Republic of Iran, which meant the end of war. Stay tuned, please. The Islamic Republic of Iran accepted the UNSC Resolution 598 on July 18, 1988 for ceasefire in the 8-year war which had been imposed on the country by the US and its cohorts in the front of arrogance through their surrogate Saddam of the minority Ba'ath Party of Iraq. The decision to accept the UNSC Resolution 598 was made after Imam Khomeini's approval. The UNSC had issued 7 resolutions prior to this one, but none of them had taken into account Iran's interest and the rightful demands of the Iranian nation. Resolution 598 had included a notable part of Iran's demands, such as complete withdrawal of the Iraqi invading army to the international borders, the termination of the invader, paying of war losses, and releasing of POWs. This was the first resolution to review the Iraq-Iran war within the framework of the 7th chapter of the UN Charter, and its decisions were binding for both warring parties. The Islamic Iran had rejected the resolution at first, because of not considering some of its conditions in it. Iran's then Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Velayati, in a letter to then UN Chief Javier Perez de Coya, stressed that Resolution 598 had been compiled without consulting Tehran, hence violating the UNSC's impartiality. Iran's protest, however, led to escalation of political, economic, and military pressures on the country. Within 1 year after the issuance of the resolution, till Iran's acceptance, the broad support for Saddam by different regimes led to the fall of the Iraqi islands of Fav and Majnun, and the U.S. attacking of Iran's oil rigs and frigates, and the heartrending targeting of the Iranian passenger plane over the Persian Gulf by the American Vincennes warship. This latter terrorist act, which was done in blatant breach and brazen affront of all international principles and human rights, resulted in martyrdom of hundreds of innocent men, women, and children. The U.S.-led escalation of international pressures against Iran, coupled with the all-out media propaganda against the Iranian nation, urged Tehran to come short of some of its rights, and after Imam Khomeini's permission, the UN Resolution 598 was accepted by the Islamic Republic of Iran. Then, the founder of the Islamic Republic issued a very important message wherein he explained to the nation the new policies of Iran on the war and the reasons for accepting the resolution. Imam Khomeini issued the historical message on the occasion of the first anniversary of the carnage of Iranian Hajj pilgrims by the Saudi regime in Mecca. The Imam, in the message, called the acceptance of Resolution 598 as drinking a cup of poison. Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, wrote in his message, "As for accepting the resolution, which was really a very bitter and sad issue for all, and especially me, I believed in the same way of defense and the announced stances in the war and considered the implementation of it to the benefit of the system, the country, and the revolution. But with regards to the view of the top political and military experts of the country, in whose commitment, concern, and honesty I trust, I agreed with accepting the resolution and ceasefire and consider it to the benefit of the revolution and the system. And God knows that had there not been for the motive that all of us and our dignity and esteem should be sacrificed in the way of the benefit of Islam and Muslims, I would have never been satisfied with this act, and death and martyrdom would have been sweeter for me. But there is no choice, as we all should surrender to the satisfaction of God, the exalted and definitely the heroic and valiant Iranian nation is and will be so." The acceptance of UN Resolution 598 and announcing it by Imam Khomeini was a very hard decision. The Imam had said, "We have told the people that we will stand even if the war continues for 20 years and the walls are full of the slogan of war, war, till victory. Now, if we suddenly act like this, how can we answer the people and the combatants whose hearts are broken?" Imam Khomeini finally agreed with the resolution while accepting all the consequences of the decision. In response to his wife on the reason for not assigning another person for issuing the message, the Imam said, "Does it mean for me to become a hero while sacrificing another person?" Imam Khomeini's son-in-law, Dr. Borujerdi, said on the Imam's dialogue with Ms. Saghafi, "The members of the Imam's office and some of the officials were upset and desperate, particularly because of Imam's likening the acceptance of resolution to drinking a cup of poison. So I thought of going to the lady, Imam's wife's home, to sympathize with her, but I was quite amazed to see her smiling in satisfaction. With full of joy in her face and happy eyes, she turned to me and said in an exalted tone, 'Mr. Mahmoud, today I recited 10 times Alhamdulillah with rosary beads.' I asked, 'Why?' She said, 'I have suffered a lot with the Imam, but I sometimes have seen instances of manliness from him that are mythological. And when I think that I have married to a person who is very manly, endurance of hardships becomes sweet to me.' The lady continued, 'I thank God 100,000 times that I have married a man who is ready to sacrifice even his name to open a new way before his nation.'"